Very rich songs. Praise the Lord. And so, Father, honor your name, the name that you have given to us, which is above all, the name Jesus Christ, as we hear your word. Thank you for your presence with us. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
Amen.
Let's quickly have a look at the word of God in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. I may not speak for long today, but pay attention, because we will go with the speed of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible says, Auntie Irene, you have to get one of the mics, because I'll do something. It says, therefore, leaving the discussions, everybody must watch this, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Of the doctrine of the baptisms and of the laying of hands, of resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they have crucified again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is subjected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. We'll go all the way to 12. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Shout a big amen. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you, listen, each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Finally, 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherited the promises. Amen. I like for this to be read. I will shortly. I like for this to be read in NLT. And you will do that shortly for us.
So Hebrews 6 from verse 1. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again.
Mm.
Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding.
Mm.
Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God.
Mm.
You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment.
Mm.
And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding.
Hallelujah.
For it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power of the age to come. And who then turn away from God. It is impossible to bring such people back to repentance. By rejecting the Son of God, they themselves are nailing him to the cross once again and holding him up to public shame. When the ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it has God's blessing. But if a field bears thorns and thistles, it is useless. The farmer will soon condemn that field and burn it. Dear friends, even though we are talking this way, we really don't believe it applies to you. We are confident that you are meant for better things, things that come with salvation. For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers, as you still do. Our great desire is that you will keep on loving others as long as life lasts, in order to make certain that what you hope for will come true.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you briefly on the signs of growth in the Lord. You see, every child of God must grow. And there are certain signs that you will see that accompany a person who is growing. Amen.
Amen. Nanya ne me pese me no ba che and say ye be nyini e wa urade mu. Na obi bia ya oba urade mu aya o nyini no, ani me bi be danso. Wa ba urade mu e nyini na wo nyini wa urade mu. Obi se ni me bi e be tumi asisu dia sampa wo nyini e kokan.
Now, Bible is very clear. I didn't say it. Bible said, therefore leaving discussions of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to that word there means maturity. Let's go on to maturity. Praise the Lord. Not laying again foundation of repentance from dead work and of faith towards God. Bible is establishing how a child of God ought to be growing. Ought to be growing. You don't get to, having given your life to Christ, being born again, you don't stop there and claim that I'm born again when there is nothing to be seen about your life regarding growth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, trust some kind of pefe, Yamina Meka, say, in here, say, you're a brother in channel, you're being in a cocaine. In Joker, say, my young Christo Hun Samu Fitias, you know. Nayensian and Hun Sama echo any mono. Ain't in your major shep pass, meanwhile, ye are afraid in Chamber Christo Mono. Mumma yen yay and near my Vitas if ye are here and Yaman Fitias here and Samono. Now fade ye into an among Sa Wanga ya, Yaba, the yin at the cocaine.
You see, when I gave my life to Jesus, even in this very church, people gave their life to Jesus. We were very concerned about, we needed to be baptized, which is perfect. But we don't continue to remain in that kind of life. Laying off of hands and all of those. Listen, you must grow to the point where others can sit on your life and be making progress towards the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Abraham de Homa, Radi, and Poya Safimu, and the Padu Doya, Do Home, and Mel Radden, Eye, Yana, you come from our say, here's our by Yabo Su, Nina, Eye Day. Now, so young to me, man, so ah, Nemon Pendu, do I a bear Radden channel? I was the Unico kind could do baby, a yen so, a benumum bet to me, a dry and naso, Ama once one young in a so, a papa be a dear yinny, a word ready moon at the Akokain.
When I gave my life to Jesus, I was taught. Faith builders, we call, in the assemblies of God, we call it combat class. I was taught, I was very excited. And the revelations that were coming were so beautiful. And I kept following it. But if I had remained in that class, And if I had just kept dancing around those things, would you have a pastor? It's not possible. But God had to establish me at that level, lift me up, let me respond to the growth by the Spirit. Let me increase, let me catch on, let me move on to the extent now God could trust me with souls to take care of them, to pray for them, to guide them, to instruct them, to counsel them. Have you ever seen we finding somebody here to counsel somebody when he himself doesn't know where he's going? To become a counselor would have meant that you have grown to a certain level and you know your A, B from C, that you will be able to guide everybody. I command you, name of Jesus, don't be stagnant, grow.
Na nkwasem no se enuanom bra ye ba awadum no na fe ye kan won aye a ba awadum foforo enkyerekyere a na ye kobie se na ye ye wasafo eyi mu no na eye ehoba ye mfaso ebebre na nkwasem no se ye aman ne man so wa se ye sa na ye yo yankane no nyame antumi ampegyan amme yankokan empo ama wanfo ye nyina ho se ye ye sofo ana mabe sofo ade ama onyame asafo sana abase bra ya ye ma nwokwane urade ene madom so me nyini ko kan no afedi ye be ye futufo etimitu binum fo echirechire binum ema binum ntiasi ye woni ma ye fa urade ho ye ni urade kan fa ma mene wa ya ye ba na nche ano pe se ye ba urade nche no nyini ko kan.
See, God is speaking of the doctrines of baptism. We can't spend time insisting on and discussing which baptism is that, that. That's not it. Because you see, let me tell you, there are more dangerous things. We just stood and prayed for our sister. It takes the matured to figure out and to understand and to perceive and to know so that the church can press on. Hallelujah. And so we cannot do that. I want us to grow. Let others who are coming in pick it up and let them spend the time. When they also mature, they will move on to other things. Hallelujah.
Nenu ya nono kwa sa mnese sani ya chosam akano. Ye mko suara enye wanga fina ye motafua. Ne ye chile chile ye ina subo weina. Ye boswa ye nye nise ye nise debi. Sani ye manu hui hiyadiye. Na ansu ye ntumi enti na wa ema enso ha. Bra ye bayi enyase ye begini akweni mu. Enti sani ya nopeyi. Ibre ya na enyase ye jina bom paye sasa faede ma ye nyabiano. Enye wanga ya enyine wanga ya wajuni muda wanga ya wakwadre wani ye mebimu. Ne watimia wusa niye kwa sumu huni. Enti ya wasa se.
I was very excited when I came in this morning at the Sunday school when now we were talking about diversities. People have been blessed with gifts. Let them use it. You see, when you are spiritually sound, you will know what is in you. And you will exercise by that ability that God has placed in you. You will never allow it to be stagnant. You will never allow it to... You will do something. And so I'm preaching this, that God will do something with your life, that the door of growth will come in the name of Jesus.
Ye Sunday school Bible adichiano na ye me debebre na mete se enu enu ma wodo e de ba se ye nyini ye nyini esan se aduma chede ya onyame ade ade amaye no egu nso egu ahoro enti mbra ya ye ba urade mu no momma ye nye nwanga ye ntina se be bia ya ye ba ye na da bi nemo ye nyini nkokan adom fa no me na bra onyame afre ya ba urade enche no ye nyina ye nye nwanga ye be nyini ade akokan.
See, I don't mean no harm at all. That's my son, Jude. Virtually in this church. Gave his life to Christ in this church. I was reading his profile before he was ordained. The man kept growing. The man kept growing. Now I sit I hear him and my spirit is provoked. He has become very useful instrument in the hands of God. If when he got saved, it would have just been around like that, not developing or allowing God, would you have a minister? I'm not ready to go now. But now I am happy. When I'm not there, these sons are there. I rejoice in the Lord. You must grow. There are things in you, you have shut it for too long. I beg you, in the name of the Lord, let the door open for growth.
Now, no question, I'm saying, you know, me, the year in Fatuma, yes, for Jude, me, many, many, you was a female, and all you know, the new woman, right, the fair Christo, said the crash and qua. Now, two son, a man wants Nasiwa, or bomb modern, yes, yande, or bomb modern man who crying, and when you mean pajano mo, unini, when you need from Pempens, was what was in Pempens, was what, and then a radi, a fair number, Nimoa, by Unyame, Aqua, or yes, so for Ewa, nay, you know, Mr. Me, you mean, you know, say, me could be in Pan. Chinebino, Ubewe say, Obi wo chida ya, binu wo chaya ube to me, adi juma adi abo nya miasa fo. San was ebane, and this a wok bell ready mu kwaya, edia, ma kwine u nyame emma winini, nyini kwa kain, mentina se, adomo mrawa so, na once winini ako kain, ama wan bamfas.
This we will do if God permits. And this we will do if God permits. Let me tell you the things we ought to do. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and having tasted of the heavenly gift and having become partakers of the Holy Ghost, continue, and having tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, it is not possible for you to enjoy the word of God, the Holy Spirit, to come and say, Jesus is not there. It is not possible. Because the evidence of the Son of God in you and what he will do with your life, it's so plain that you cannot deny that fact. You won't backslide. Say to your neighbor, you won't backslide. Unless you are not growing. So when you see the brethren who come in, and then they vanish, and then once in a while, you see them, some small thing. Onyini. He's not growing. If you grow, very soon you will find your place in the kingdom. For in the body, you will only operate when you are matured. That's when you will find your rightful place and become useful in the hands of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Na se onyango poma kwanya sa ara na yebeye. Den na yebeye. Ebeye den na wonga wabesan. Ebeye den na. Wabesandi wanga wafiasi aba ama wenhunu ama wenhunu wambio na anka wawo unyanko pon enha enumu enti nipe bi wawo adadana nanka wabel radimu na se wama kwenye ama unyini amfa wunso anko umpempe nsuwa ya efete enti afedi webe unu na wanka wujina anka unyame ebe tumindi niye wudiedwi umu edi jumano wasa akwa wachia ya wafiasi indi sangrofonu bewe wano wabe chenga kana ya mitai hun ya bapa enda ayika tuwebi sani pana dia afiasi sorry oko nini mna osa enechi enti onyini konkane mimpa enese ye be ready mu nyini kachira wongo se wudia wongo fiasi da ube nyini akwa ready mu ewa akokane ewa ready mu sani ya ready asese.
Let me show you how the kingdom of God is. Please. I will preach a short sermon. So if you don't open your spirit, you may miss some things. In Matthew 13, 31 and 32, let me show you how this whole kingdom of God is like. The Bible said, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least, very small of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air, they come and nest in it branches. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is like this. You see, let me tell you something. Brother, sister, if for all these years nobody can rest on you, we have a big problem. For all these years, when Bible talks about the bears, he is using it figuratively, but he's trying to say the younger ones, they should come and rest on you. You must grow to become a huge tree. When you will take all these ones, they will rest on you. That is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Nasana Yesu so ekasa efa ho aye motion sempa do mi ensano temadu asaba kono kasa Yesu bu won befo fro se osoro nyini no te se onyina ba ketue bi aye obidua wonafuo mu aye ba ketue bi nanso se nyini a aye du tankese ma no ma kosisu na ba eso enti bra ye a wo ba wadi no te ase se osoro nyini no yade ketue bi aye onyamede dua wo mu a saa da no de na yade ketue bi nanso nyina wo ma se aye ketue bi nti saa na wo se kwoso ye ketue bi nyini kokan nyini kokan ma wo kwan ma onyame niamma ye a wo de gukwan mu aye betumi amma wo amma wotumi agina na mo so be ye dutan ama fofra ye a ebo wo kire nchiri ma nso betumi nya bebe agina besi ne wo ba wadi mu ache nanso wo aye eba no se wo baby actually obi kukumu actually na wonyankoso de nya kokaya wonhu se wo de woka ho bia eno de na ye ho na ye amane ka se de man mempan ne se wo bayi nyine kokan.
Listen, when you didn't know much, you gave your life to Christ in your very home, your home, your wife is struggling with you about chop money. Hello. You don't like that. Your wife is physical. Every day you are asking for money I don't have. You know who you are. Do you know who you are? You don't want me to say it. 1 Timothy 5:8. It will talk for me. But if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of the household of faith, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Did you hear that? You are still quarreling in your house. You are worse than unbeliever. Where is the growth? You should grow to the point where you say, honey, this is the money. Which one, how much do you need to go and buy? You are hiding your money. When you have anything, you are behaving. My wife is coming. Shame on you. That's not the kingdom. That's not the kingdom. You have understood scripture. You have grown. And now you are like, you see, listen, if you continue to hide the money, you will die early. And very soon, they will, so this man had this money there. They will feast on it proper. May it not happen like that.
I have
2 minutes.
Now, so we'll be interested in fear for the teacher or not.
Did I hear that? See, when you mature in the Lord, you take some steps that ordinary man doesn't understand. No, they don't. You risk For them, you are risking. But for God, you are maturing. You see, when Peter and them were following Jesus, and Jesus made the remark, Peter them, I think Mark 10, 28 to 31. He said something beautiful. You see, when you mature, things around you don't matter. Your focus, your spirit, the things that you are looking for, they are not to be there and all this. No, this struggle, and we are tired, and we are. Now, the word that they use is that we are stressed. Don't be stressed. Nonsense. Who told you are stressed? Can you have the Holy Ghost and be stressed? You are not stressed in the name of Jesus. You are maturing and you have the strength of God to bulldoze your way through. Praise the Lord. Let's leave the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen. Then you know the question necessary to us. I'm going to say, do you know? And what you know, say, Petro says here, Ebisan said, Shania, Yendi, Yenya, Winina, and they have a baby witch. Yena, yeah, your barrier, demon, Mama Yentias here, and every boy, and you say, I yet didn't my and crying, yeah, dear, a friend, a year, Kayas, yes, this one, send it to me, I a yadia, say, a yenti, say, a year, papa, send me on your measure, say, Ebersun, you know, oh, sorry, I would dear, Chilisa, Adiano, a yadia, fed you, and a more would you want a year. We are saying, "Enya ni yano." And we say, "What the aye hu?" Now we say, "Oni onyame ni namo dia." Ni aye ni pa wuno enya wuhu. And we say, "Oni msa ya dia ya efata." Ni onyame pesa wo yano. Ano na wo yano. And then ni pa ni na kasa. Hey, they say dia ya yeshe. O yeshe dabeni. Uwa onkongro onkongro kano. We define you fear ba onu anaji wana mosi ye. Ema ni makwaswa. O dia wonya yeshe. And we say, "Tie biya." O ni ni kwa kaina ni onyame pa na wo ya dia. Onyame ba bua ni mama wo ya dia kura. O dia wachefani ni yango pamo. Mimpa ni say, "Ni ni kwa baby."
See, matured people, listen to what they say. Peter began to say to Jesus, "See, we have left all and followed you." A matured man, he is not afraid. When the Lord says, "Come into the ministry," when the Lord says, "Do this." 29, we are going to 31. So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one," shout a big amen, "there is no one who has left houses and brothers and sisters and father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive hundredfold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecution in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." May you not be like that.
Amen.
Serve the Lord, you'll be rewarded. Serve the Lord, you'll be rewarded. Serve the Lord. Let people rest on you. Be a big tree. Anybody needs something, they must find you. Because you have grown into maturity. And the Lord is with you. Hallelujah.
Now, Yesu, and Peter, Ebisan, and Sanaye, Yajaya, Yemen, Yina, Babidwachi. Now, Yesu, Buano, say, Yematun, say, pay do, and your uncle, say, Yesu, Buano, say. Mary Mamma Chas say Ubini wa mean ti waja ufi waja nya merimanum nya mianum ena eja nimma anase japadi a obeko akoka na obeko akoka sempano. Na ori na ori nya ufi nya merima nya nya mianum enanum emma ne nsase awodo a ota ota nsukahu. E yinu mi nyina baye ne de wo wiase so na wiase aya ereba no mu obenya nkwa a enie wie enti mtiase se wo aya weba onyame emu no ne okaka kire de ne wo de anya wo tefa se na adikamfo ebi beba be die kire na wan aya die kire ne bi abedi kan mempan ne se mpen dodo aya nyanyame mu ntiase na me no ye banyame nche no yenso ye die wo besi wo ne amakwan ama onyame apaja yan ne nyinyi na kokan na fe nie ma ya ye we are for a boy no edition passe edition which in the end ye jaymo maya and I ain't no bishop moa mo bin to nyako kurunka se because you must see wa bitch me a boame be sure be a kamasa machin or bitch me a kwan chain at the instance when we say what about ready mono once nasia nyabuta for name one yako kain on yame first adumi and no me
As I come to a close, let me tell you, heaven has been waiting on us for such a time as this. Let us expand our hearts. Let's grow. Let's become, I'm seeing a lot of things. People now are growing to levels where you are speaking to them and they can catch everything about it. Please don't get stagnated. Let's get into things of God. Today I just have to summarize the sermon because many things have taken the time. But we'll come back to it. May you grow in grace. Walk strong in the spirit. And be useful in the hands of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Na enei mempae ne se onyame mfa dom enom yan sa se mehu se bre ya ba ya nipa enyini kokan wo kasa na na nyame won e chechere won esan se wan transi anyambotafo ara ne mu wo ba ruadi mu no amakwan amo nyame apegya won amo wanyini akokan mempae ne se bra ya ba nyame enche no onyame mfa dom enom yan na yankoso ara anyamofra ne mu ye benya won aya wanyini akokan na waye dene na wahema o wonkonkon eni ne tumi ne na ho de nyina mu onyame nom.
Amen.